Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We now welcome into the program the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Hugh.
Coach, good morning.
Hey, Coach, you know, with the Tampa win, because I was doing some of the numbers, was the 10th time in these 14 games that you have played a one-possession, a game that ended as a one-possession game. You're 6-4 in games decided by 6 points or less. It's been 10 times you've been down to one possession. Is this something that's exciting for you, or does it just drive you nuts?
I would say, and I told this to the team, I think it's a real blessing to have these close games because our toughness and our resilience has been earned. And this team's getting better, and they're battle ready. They are tough, and they love to compete. So as a coach, you know, knowing that you've been through, you know, the close games, the tough ones, we work our situation, football, end of the games, end of half, the third downs, every day. And so for us, knowing that we've been in those spots, John, we like that, and know that that's a spot we're comfortable in, and we like to go into those spots and know that at the end of the games is where we need to be at our best.
You know what, Coach, this offense has been a little bit up and down all season long. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think you're probably addressing the scoring part of things, Hugh, for sure, and that's the number one thing. From the explosive side of things, we're two or three in the league, something like that in terms of explosive plays. So I'd sure like to see some of those plays get extended into touchdowns. And then the turnover margin is something we've been wrestling with for the entire year. We had a couple of games where we were really out of whack, where we were way behind in the turnover margin. So that thing we're continuing to work on. We liked the other night how our run game got active and got going. That part felt real familiar, and the physicality that goes along with running the ball well. Inside, I was smiling when you see Freeman finish those kind of runs, because that's really, you know, the toughness that we want to extend out to make it happen. So for us, we know what we're capable of. We're playing well on third down, Hugh, offensively, and Matt is kind of at his best in that environment. Mm-hmm. Blitz coming, check the play, avoid the rush, scramble to go. So I'm kind of different than everybody, where I see all the things that we are doing better, and that's why I'm so excited about where we're headed and for this matchup this week.
You know, speaking of Matt, Coach, you know, there's a little bit of a lot of people caught Matt on television being a little fiery. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but Matt has some choice words that he had to give to his receivers. When you see your quarterback get fiery like that, does it do something to you? Do you like it when you see your quarterback get a little animated out there in the huddle?
Yeah, 100%. And for those of us that are around him on a pretty regular basis, you know, we know that's his emotion and personality coming out. Hugh, he is a fantastic competitor. And his preparation, his toughness, it always comes out. So, yeah, that's him at the highest level of competing. And you know more than anybody, you know, when those environments and brings out your competitor in you, it's in him for sure. And those are just examples of that.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, why don't you give us an update? Now, one of the good things about your team so far this year, and we'll knock out for Micah, is that for the most part, the team has been healthy. Where do you stand with your health going into this game Sunday?
Yeah, for us, you know, we did good in the game the other night in terms from a health standpoint. We're going to work Levitre some back into practice today. We're anxious to see what could happen with him. Coleman is still in the concussion protocol, so we'll see where he goes for the week. I'm just, you know, following the medical advice on that side. But past that, John, we're in good shape, and we'll get back and ready to get rolling. So the guys do a real good job getting ready, mindset, heart, body, soul, for each week to play at our best. So we'll be that way again.
Well, that's good news. We'll see about Andy Levitre. Hugh and I were chopping this up a little bit earlier, Coach, talking about the tackling on the team. I mean, it's evident to everybody watching. What is the issue right now with tackling on this ball club?
Well, we certainly had a play that was bad, and we had four on the long screen play, and then we also had one on a miss. But I tell you, I do like the physicality of the team. It wasn't as high as number as I had thought going in post-game, you know, just kind of when you see it coming out. But the physicality that the team is playing with, that part is coming through. I think that was really evident on the tackle by Keanu Neal that forced the fumble. I love our speed. I love our physicality. We're always going to be working on our fundamentals. That's the way we come off the ball. That's our tackling. You know, those are things that we work on all the time. But over the last few weeks, our tackling has been better. Let's not take the long screenplay out of it that got called back on the knee being down, but that was the one that if we had a play over from a tackling standpoint, that one looked bad.
You know what, Coach, given what happened in the last game against the New Orleans Saints, do you think the intensity level of this game will be ramped up even more, given what's on the line?
You know, the rivalry games, and now that I'm in, you know, going into my third year, I get to feel it more too. And so it's two, you know, just really good fan bases that love ball, love their team. So you know how much fun those are with that intensity, you know, in division games, and the fact that you know, at home, on the road. So now that we get to be road dogs and go down there, we're pumped, and it'll be a great environment.
You know, Coach, I love the PC response because I can hear it in your voice. You can't wait for this game Sunday. But I do. I respect the PC response. I really, really do.
Hey, we're humble, but we're ready to rock. I promise you.
Humble but ready to rock. Head Coach Dan Coon with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Does it help that you just played these guys 2 weeks ago in terms of preps on a short week?
I think it does because, you know, we don't ask the players, okay, remember just like we have a process, John, that we go through that we really trust to get ready to play. So that's a Wednesday what we do, and we're just going to try to throw a hell of a Wednesday, all the first, second down stuff. So by going through the process, it takes care of the learning. What you do have familiarity with is how do I guard this player? You know, I'm talking about individual players, not scheme related, but how you match up on a certain guy. How's the release going to be as a wide receiver? So those are the things that you have the familiarity with as a ball player of the guy you're playing against. I remember when I played him a few weeks ago, I did this move. As a coach, you go right back through, man, all the way from the very beginning. We talk about filling our bucket the whole week of the process, all the things you have to learn going into the game. We don't ever rely on, hey, let's remember from 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. We just choose to go right back through it again, and that's what we intend on doing.
Coach, could you give a shout-out to your two Pro Bowlers this year? I was surprised it was only two, but you did have two, and Julio Jones and Alex Mack.
And I wish, you know, and I know you guys, you know, who come around to practice, you know, see the work that goes in. And, you know, Alex Mack and Julio Jones are fantastic football players. And what they don't get credit for, it doesn't show up on a stat sheet, is the teammates they are. And Alex has been right in the middle of it for 2 years, making calls downfield, his effort, his preparation. He takes his game as far as he possibly can go, and I really respect that about him. And with Julio, it's kind of the same thing. You know, off the field, what he is as a teammate to all the men in this building is really strong. The times he's played injured, the plays he's able to make, you know, he just embodies, both of them really do, all the things about this team that I have so much respect for. So it's always an unusual day. You know, when Pro Bowl voting comes through, there's guys that did, that didn't. But at the end of the day, it's still our team. And that's what we really celebrate for those two guys. We're happy for them. But then we kind of get right back to the process of getting ready for New Orleans.
And not only that, Coach, I want to piggyback on that a little bit. That says a lot about how much respect that Julio Jones gets around the NFL. Only three TDs, and you know a lot of people that vote for this Pro Bowl, they only look at stats. And you know, he only has three TDs on the season, but his contribution and his impact on the game is tremendous, and it just shows how much love and respect that people have for Julio Jones.
Yeah, I agree with you, Hugh, and you put the tape on, and it's pretty clear to see in terms of the speed, the effort that he plays with, and he is one hell of a competitor. And so, yeah, sometimes the stats may not tell the whole story about who he is and what he stands for as a ball player. So I agree with you on that.
Coach Quinn, Dan Quinn. Dan, tell me a little bit about what priority number one is when you play the Saints. Is it now Kamara's back, Ingram and Kamara corralling them? Is it keeping Breeze from getting outside to contain? What's the number one priority for your defense?
Defensively, the number one priority would be, you know, can we force some turnovers, you know, to allow us an opportunity to be in the plus. So for sure that part is there. And then their running backs for years, John, have been a real factor in their pass game as well. They run the ball well, and like a lot of teams do, but the ability to get the ball to the runners, not just in screens, but the way they check it down to them, that's going to be a factor. So I'd say having the ability in the pass game, you know, to tackle, because they're going to complete some passes and make the yards after the catch small. That's going to be a real factor, you know, in this game for sure. But always line of scrimmage, you know, that's where it starts and that's where it always is. So I would say those are the things that we talk about on a pretty consistent basis when we talk about New Orleans.
On the other side of the ball here, you've had pretty good success this year in terms of running the football. I mean, Devontae goes down, Tevin comes up, has a big game, Tevin goes out, Devontae has a big game, and Teron Ward's done a really, really nice job. Who are you challenging on this offense to, because to Hugh's question earlier, who are you challenging on this offense to complete those, to turn those drives into points?
That's for sure, and it takes all 11. And so that's what, you know, so significant about being a member of this team. Like, I do my job so you can do yours. And so let's make sure the effort, the toughness is really on point. And now we got to take the last tick up in our execution. And that's kind of the last little ingredient here, John, that we're going to fight like crazy to get to. You've seen how hard the guys want to play. The run game, that part's coming to life. And now if we can, you know, convert on some of the explosives and turn them into points, I think that's going to be the real factor. So that's what we're going to work like crazy to do. In terms of, you know, scheme-wise, we've got all that we need, and now it's just a matter of us executing at the highest level. And on lots of plays, it takes all 11 to do that. It's the run game that helps the play action. It's the play action that, you know, allows the shots and stuff to go down the field. It's converting on third down, which that part of our game we've really challenged the guys on, and that part's certainly improving. So all sorts of stuff, and that's why we're so excited. We feel like we're getting better as we're going.
Final question. You got any more classic boxing videos to show your guys?
You know what? There may be something that comes up on Friday, so I'll have to give the guys some insight on that one. But, yeah, there'll probably be something about, you know, fighting on the road and having a mindset for that. So I won't fill you in yet. I haven't told the guys, but I'll fill you in as the week gets over.
All right, we got you. Hey, Coach, we're certainly rooting for you. Good luck down in New Orleans. Go smash those guys again, and very Merry Christmas to you.
All right, thanks, guys. Good to come with you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.